This is Missions Month on Word for Life Radio, and we're certainly glad you've joined us this morning. And with me in the studio are married couple Mike and Jen Onaby, and they are on our missions committee, our missions team at Brookside. And I've asked them to come in and just kind of share their hearts. They are not professional missionaries. They are folks that are members of a church and are simply saying, you know, God has called our church to carry out the Great Commission. And Mike and Jan, we're thrilled that you can just kind of take some time and share with us, because we got a lot of folks who are listening to our broadcasts, especially during this month. And as the emphasis is on missions, a lot of them are thinking, I don't know, missions. There's nothing I can do for missions because I don't feel called to preach, you know. And so many times that's all they think about when it comes to being involved in missions. But there's a whole lot more than being called to preach when it comes to being involved in missions. So why don't we just start out by letting you kind of share your testimonies of how you became involved in missions, how you got interested in missions. And Mike, it's always ladies first, isn't it?
Yes,
so
it is.
We'll let Jen start out this discussion. Share with us, Jen, how the Lord began to work on your heart.
Okay. Well, I can't really remember a time that I wasn't interested in missions, mm-hmm. and that probably comes from a deep love for geography. Growing up in a Christian home, thank the Lord, I had lots of maps around me and pictures of people from other parts of the world. And then through my church, heard stories of the great missionaries of the past, really like heroes of the past, names like David Livingston and Gladys Aylward and others who went to foreign countries to share the gospel. And so from an early age, I knew that that's what a missionary was.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mike?
Well, I was saved later in life, in my 30s, and so I mostly became aware of missions after that time.
Sure.
And really, after we had joined Brookside Baptist Church,
uh-huh.
and our head pastor at the time, Pastor Taylor, he would invite missionaries on Sunday evenings, and we would listen to the missionaries explain their mission focus, the people that they serve, things that had happened. And it was very fulfilling. It was very interesting.
Sure, yeah.
And the fact that we were able to meet with these people one-on-one before and after the meeting really gave me great excitement.
Great. Okay. Wow, that's been quite a few years ago then.
It has.
Okay. All right. Now, have you guys been on mission trips, short-term mission trips?
Yes. We started out. We want to give a lot of credit here to Brookside because, like I said before, I knew about missionaries from a young age, but it really wasn't a personal involvement with missions until we became members here at Brookside.
Right.
And again, that was between 10 and 15 years ago.
Sure.
And we're blessed to have one pastor after another here, which I think is only a total of three pastors, but here at Brookside, the pastors are very supportive of missions, and it's something that you're just surrounded with here in terms of being asked to pray for them. And so Pastor Taylor, being the first pastor that we got to know here at Brookside, would bring in the missionaries. And then eventually, within a short time of us being here, there was an opportunity to take a mission trip to New York City.
Oh, okay.
And that was along with our youth pastor at the time, Pastor John Zimmer.
Sure.
And that was the first short-term mission trip that I took. The next summer, Mike came along too, along with many of our friends here at Brookside.
Back to New York City.
Back to New York City again.
Okay.
Right. And that was to visit Pastor Bill Jones, who was a previous pastor here at Brookside.
Right. One of the first pastors, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
He and his family went to be missionaries to New York City.
Right.
We think of missionaries often as having to travel many miles away, but New York City is a place that has the world right there in the city.
Oh, that's the truth. Yeah.
And so Pastor Bill and his wife Jill and their family have a ministry still in New York City, and mm-hmm. we had the opportunity as a church to have a small group go there. It was very successful as far as the blessings that God gave to the people on the trip and the things that happened while we were with Pastor Bill. Saw people coming to the Lord, and it just was like a fire among people here at Brookside. Hmm. We were a smaller church at the time, but many people were able to go the next summer and the following summer, and this went on for a number of years, these trips to New York City.
Yeah.
Then eventually Mike and I were able to also go to China, and that was along with the help of Pastor Joe Helm.
Yes.
Here, I also personally took a trip to Ukraine.
Okay. All right. Sounds like an exciting time.
Yes.
And, you know, when you consider the mission field being the window of God's heart, if we put it that way, the window of God's heart, because he's interested in so many people around the world that we've never seen before, but somehow we've got to get the word to them. And that, of course, is the Great Commission, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the Great Commission is one of those verses in the Bible, I think, that are key, certainly was key to me personally, to having an interest in missions. But it mentions in that specifically, Jesus mentions Samaria.
Just going back to John chapter 4, you see the heart of Jesus as he is looking at the Samaritan woman. His disciples have gone into the city just to buy something to eat. And Jesus said, no. We must needs go through Samaria, because he had a heart for missions, didn't he?
He did. He did indeed. And it was how he approached the woman.
Yeah.
He didn't immediately identify himself as God the Messiah, even though the woman later asked a question of him. And I think his approach was very interesting, and how he actually cared for that woman.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially exposing the power of the gospel, but the power of salvation to her.
It kind of gives you the idea of how a missionary should begin to share the word, even with a different culture. So would you say that the Lord has used biographies? Jen, you were talking about that. Tell us how the Lord has used those.
That just brings a big smile to my face, because I love to read missionary biographies. I like to read a lot, but my number one thing that I enjoy to read besides my Bible is missionary biographies, and I want to just put in a plug for that, because I just feel personally that anybody who starts reading missionary biographies is going to have a greater understanding of what it means to be a missionary.
Right.
So I would highly recommend it to anyone. And you can go back hundreds of years. You could go back 100 years. You can go back 50 years. There have been missionaries for such a long time who have great stories. I mean, many of us have heard of Hudson Taylor. In more recent years, Jim Elliot, and then there's single women who have been missionaries, Gladys Aylward, Mary Slessor, and Amy Carmichael. There's so many good stories. Families who have gone, couples who have gone to all different parts of the world. But in reading about them, it's so clear the part that God plays in each of their lives personally. The answers to prayer again and again. And what strikes me is, you know, I used to read these missionary biographies thinking, oh, wow, how great for them. But then as I got to have a more right view of God and realized that that is the same God that I have. He's their Savior, but he's the same Savior to me. And part of who God is that he's not going to change. He's not one thing for one person and something different for another person. Mm-hmm. The same God he was for them, he is for me, and it's just a matter of my trust and the trust and the faith that these people have in him. It's just amazing.
You know, it's neat to read the biographies, but another neat thing that came to my mind while you were talking about that is to have folks come back from these short-term mission trips and give their testimonies. And to be able to say, wow, it doesn't have to be 100 years ago. It can be last week. And they come back and they share what God did and how the Lord opened hearts and opened doors and arranged circumstances. I know our teenagers have had the privilege of going on 4 different types of mission trips, from 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade. And the 9th graders go to a mission field that speaks English. Then the second year they go where they speak Spanish. Then the third year, they go to, I think, a home mission area, like here in the States. Last year, the fourth year, went to South Africa. Now, here are opportunities, and for teenagers to go on mission trips. And I know when they would come back and they would give their testimonies, especially when the fourth year ones come back and they say, well, I guess I'm done. Okay. Thank God they're not done. But our church has just given so many opportunities for adults to go on these trips as well.
Right. That's one of the, I think, things that maybe some of us who have been at Brookside for a long time take for granted. And the more you ask about other churches, or the more you learn, the more you realize we have a very special situation here. But it's something that can be replicated in other churches. Yes, it's good for our teens to go out, but there are just as many stories of growth in the Lord and amazing prayers being answered adults of all ages here at Brookside have gone on trips. And like you said, somebody just coming back from a trip last week is going to have just as amazing story as you read from Jim Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
God is answering our prayers today, even in short-term missions, not just long-term mission trips. But it's as if it's just so special to his heart, and he's just waiting for us to do something like this and get involved in that Great Commission so that he can lay out these blessings at our feet.
Would you guys agree that when our people go on these kind of mission trips and they come back, that because of what they've experienced, then when it comes to faith promise giving, that their hearts are encouraged to, hey, I want to trust God more?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think these short-term mission trips not only knit the hearts of the church members together, but see the church more as not our local church, but as God's church.
Yes, yes.
And I think that people are more reflective of how missions are part of their everyday life and affect them.
Right.
I have a personal story from the trip we took to New York City back many years ago with Pastor Bill Jones leading that. And we were witnessing out on Coney Island, and two church members were talking to a young man in a black T-shirt and kind of ruffled hair and holy jeans. And I saw in that young man a person very much like myself at that age. And so he stood around for about 45 minutes listening, answering questions. And I remember then in my life, the years it took for me to turn from my sin and turn to God.
Right.
And I pray to this day for that young man.
Yes.
And that he too has found God's grace in his lifetime.
Because missions is planting the seed, isn't it? Sometimes it's watering, sometimes it's weeding, but it's definitely planting the seed. And so as we come to the end of our time together this morning, folks, I trust that your hearts have been challenged. Yes, you are members of local churches. But the question is, what does God want your church to be? And so much more is a theme that's been ringing in my mind for the last couple of weeks. There's so much more that God desires when it comes to the area of missions. And next time we get together, Mike and Jen are going to be sharing some testimonies of what it means to be a part of a missions committee here at the church, helping promote missions and encouraging others in that area. So I trust that you'll join us for those broadcasts, and I trust that you'll call someone to invite them to listen. If you want your church to be on fire for God, get into missions. Trust God, because God is trusting in us to be trusting in Him. Till the next time, and the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.